So, Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, text, chapter 26, text number 9. Tatrani ebina katranam. Tatrani ebina katranam. Sitravayai silimukai. Sitravayai silimukai. Viplavo budukitanam. Viplavo budukitanam. Dushaha karunatmanam. Dushaha karunatmanam. Tatra nebina katranam. Sitravaja silimukai. Viplavo budukitanam. Dushaha karunatmanam. Tatra nebina katranam. Sitravaja silimukai. Viplavo budukitanam. Dushaha karunatmanam. Please repeat. Tatrani ebini katranam. Sitravayai silimukai. Viplavo budukitanam. Dushaha karunatmanam. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. When King Puranjana was hunting in this way, many animals within the forest lost their lives with great pain, being pierced by the sharp arrowheads. Upon seeing these devastating, ghastly activities performed by the king, all the people who were merciful by nature became very unhappy. Such merciful persons could not tolerate seeing all this killing. Please repeat. When King Puranjana was hunting in this way, many animals within the forest lost their lives with great pain, being pierced by the sharp arrowheads. Upon seeing this devastating, ghastly activities performed by the king, all the people who were very merciful by nature became very unhappy. Such merciful persons could not tolerate all this killing. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. I have to go back to another page because there are the letters a little bit bigger. When you become older, you need a little bit bigger letters. And in the computer, I can make them a little bigger. Even with my glasses, I need a little bigger page. When King Puranjana was hunting in this way, many animals within the forest lost their lives with great pain, being pierced by the sharp arrowheads. Upon seeing these devastating, ghastly activities performed by the king, all the people who were merciful by nature became very unhappy. Such merciful persons could not tolerate seeing all this killing. The purport by His Divine Grace. When demoniac persons engage in animal killing, the demigods or devotees of the Lord are very much afflicted by this killing. Demoniac civilizations in this modern age maintain various types of slaughterhouses all over the world. Rascal swamis and yogis encourage foolish persons to go on eating flesh and killing animals, and at the same time continue their so-called meditation and mystical practices. All these affairs are ghastly, and a compassionate person, namely a devotee of the Lord, becomes very unhappy to see such a sight. The hunting process is also carried on in different ways. As we have already explained, hunting women, drinking different types of liquor, becoming intoxicated, killing animals, and enjoying sex all serve as the basis of modern civilization. Vaishnavas are unhappy to see such a situation in the world, and therefore they are very busy spreading Krishna consciousness movement. The devotees are pained to see the hunting and killing of animals in the forest, the wholesale slaughter of animals in the slaughterhouses, and the exploitation of young girls in brothels that function under different names as clubs and societies. Being very much compassionate upon the killing of animals in sacrifice, the great sage Narada began his instruction to King Prasinabharishat. In these instructions, Narayana Muni explained that devotees like him are very much afflicted by all the killing that goes on in human society. Not only are saintly persons afflicted by this killing, but even God himself is afflicted and therefore comes down in the incarnation of Lord Buddha. Jayadev Goswami therefore sings Sadayaridya Darshita Pasukatam. Simply to stop the killing of animals, Lord Buddha compassionately appeared. Some rascals put forward the theory that an animal has no soul or is something like a dead stone. In this way, they rationalize that there is no sin in animal killing. Actually, animals are not dead stone, but the killers of animals are stone-hearted. Consequently, no reason or philosophy appeals to them. They continue keeping slaughterhouses and killing animals in the forest. The conclusion is that one who does not care for the instructions of saintly persons like Narada and his disciplic succession surely falls into the category of Nastaprana and thus goes to hell. Oof. Om Achyana Timaranda Shaya Nyanyana Salakya Saksuni Militamtina Tasma Shikurve Namaha Vanchakal Patrupya Cha Kripa Sindhu Pyaiva Cha Patita Nambhavyana Bhyo Vajna Bhyo Namo Namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Yeah, this whole chapter of King Puranjana, there are many chapters about King Puranjana. And actually, Srila Prabhupada is explaining very, very clear that King Puranjana has everything to do with us, and especially with this material body. Srila Prabhupada is explaining here how demoniac it is when we are killing animals. And Prabhupada is explaining here, they think that animals has no soul, but he said these people who are killing animals, they are stone-hearted. And it was really touching me, and I was thinking, wow, that's true. I think most of us, we are coming from a background that we were also eating meat. And I speak in this case for myself. I was very much against eating meat, especially when you are a child. You cannot chew it properly, you cannot swallow it properly. And of course, I was in a big family with many children, and we were very poor. This, the meat was only on Sunday. And I only got a little piece, fortunately, bless my parents. But still, the meat eating was there. And to give it up was actually when I finally was coming to some consciousness that actually this was an animal and that I was actually eating an animal, a cadaver, you can say. That became very shocking to me. And finally, after a few years, I gave up meat eating and all these other things. Also smoking. I did smoking for some time. Drinking alcohol, very, very little. Because I became immediately already a little weird. This, that was also Krishna's grace. you know, that I couldn't tolerate alcohol. But still, you know, so many people are going for this kind of things. And Prabhupada is explaining in one of his lectures, to killing animals, that means actually we are envious of them, because we don't want them to live a life. And that's why we want to kill them for our own pleasure and for our own sense gratification. This whole world is set up like that, for sense gratification and to enjoy and to be the controller and to be the master and to be the best one and to be the biggest one, and we want to be the most beautiful. And this world is like that. And we all fall in, different people fall in different categories, how we are looking at this world. Srila Prabhupada is also explaining, particularly in this purport, he said that's in demonic civilization, we maintain slaughterhouses. I don't know which philosopher was saying, when the slaughterhouse had windows, more people became vegetarian. Because sometimes in Holland there is a guided tour, that people are going to a slaughterhouse to get a tour. Okay, when the people are coming, it is already much more clean than it is when they are not there. Dus they clean it up a little bit, that it not looks too bad. But after the guided tour, many people are outside and have to vomit. And they make the promise that from now on, I don't want to eat meat anymore. That's already very nice. And this kind of people we met on the street when we're distributing books, when people are saying, I have given up already meat eating, I'm already a vegetarian. But still sometimes they eat fish, because they think fish is not a soul anyways. And eggs, they are completely surprised when we explain to them that even an egg is actually falling under the category of meat eating. And we have to explain to them that an egg is actually a beginning of new life. And when it is not fertile, yeah, then it is actually, can I say it? The curtain are closed. The menstruation of the chicken. It is actually liquid meat. Yucky. That's why it don't smell so nice. Now we understand. And when I explain this in the guided tour, people are shocked. Oh my God, it's going that far. Yes, it's going that far. But still, people are thinking about these things. And we can explain also, because of so many things happened with meat and eggs and other things, people slowly by slowly start asking themselves the question, actually, maybe it is better that I become a vegetarian. And that's for the devotees the time to approach them and to give them a little cookbook or give them a little book and distribute some knowledge that they can develop more and more Krishna consciousness. But actually, when I was reading this purport and I was just seeing the DVD from Srila Prabhupada a few days ago on Monday, that Srila Prabhupada was speaking about envy. Actually, when we are killing, we are envious. Oof. We are envious of that other person. And even when it is an animal of another person, envy is there. And envy is the root cause of coming to this material world. A few days ago, I got a letter from one of my contacts in prison. He's very much disturbed, because he wrote me that different people in the prison house are very envious on him. And he was explaining in his letter very elaborately, very great, what this envy actually means to him. He said this envy, actually they are envy on my culture, because he is from India. They are envious on my behavior, They are accusing me from all kinds of things what is not true. And when I was going over the letter, the telephone was ringing, and he was there on the telephone. And he started complaining again, how so many people were envious, and if I had received his letter. I said, yes, of course, I have received your letter, and I will think about deeply, and I will answer it in a few days. And I was thinking, yeah, actually, when people are envious of us, it is a blessing. It's a blessing. I will explain it a little bit. Because that remember us on our enviness when we came to this material world. Because Srila Prabhupada is explaining in the scriptures that envy is the root cause that we came to this material world. That's when we notice that people are envious on us, that remind us on our envy, because we came because of envy to this material world, and there's nothing to blame that other person. He is only remind me on something that I have to think about, and maybe have to think about a little deeper than I'm only thinking, oh, this person is envious on me and is not a nice person anyways. I'm actually doing the same. This actually, when I say it is a blessing, that means that we can learn something from that. And Srila Prabhupada is explaining many times in his lectures. I think I don't count it, but so many times he is using the word envious or non-envious. That is explaining that actually that is where all the difficulties in our life are coming from. In the Bhagavad Gita, in 12, text 13, Advesta sarva bhutanam maitra karuna evacha nimamo nidahankara samadukha sukhakshame. That means actually, nidahankara is in this word, that means without false ego. Our false ego means that we are becoming envious. Our pure ego is connected with Krishna, but our false ego is a nirahankara. That means without false ego. And we have to purify ourselves. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and by Srila Prabhupada's grace, we got the opportunity to purify our envy and to purify our false ego with chanting Hare Krishna. In the purport, in the Bhagavad Gita, one who is not envious, but is kind, is a kind friend to all living entities, who does not think himself a provider, and is free from false ego, who is equal in both happiness and distress, who is tolerant, always satisfied, self-controlled, and engaged in devotional service with determination, his mind and intelligence fixed on me, such a devotee of mine is very dear to me. Krishna is explaining this to Arjuna. And he is explaining also to Arjuna, you are my dear friend because you are not envious. When that is already mentioned in Milati so clear to Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, that means that we really have to contemplate on this envy and to purify our heart in the process of Krishna consciousness. Also in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.26, persons who are serious about liberation from the material condition are certainly not envious. We can see that Srila Prabhupada in the purports many times explaining what we actually have to purify. Srila Prabhupada was explaining in the lecture on Monday about envy, and he said we can see how advanced a person is when he is not envious anymore. And I'm really meditating on that, and special also these days, because so many things happened in life, and also in life of other people who we are confronted with when we are out and when we are giving a guidance tour and when we meet people. They tell their stories of their, explain to us what they are going through. And then it is nice that we can help them with actually the root cause of the problems in life. And that is because we are envious. Also in the Srimad Bhagavatam 1.13.49, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is also explaining here. Sorry. There are two classes of human beings, namely the envious and the obedient. Two classes, he said. Only two. The Supreme Lord, being one and the Father of all living beings, the envious living beings are also his sons, but they are known as the Asuras. But the living beings who are obedient to the Supreme Father are called Devatas, are the demigods, because such living beings are not contaminated by the material conception of life. Two kinds of people. The envious and the non-envious. And Srila Prabhupada is so nicely explaining here. Also, the envious people are the children of the Lord. They are also very dear to the Lord. And that's why Krishna is giving the process how we can purify our heart and how we can purify ourselves from envy. Sorry. I don't know. I don't want to infect you, but okay. That's how I did, you know. The Asuras are not only envious of the Lord in the matter of even denying the existence of the Lord, but also become envious of all other living beings. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisrada Gopinath, Lalita Vishaka, Gonitai, and Jagannath Baladev, Subhadra Maharaj. Again, the Asuras are not only envious of the Lord in the matter of even denying the existence of the Lord, but also become envious of all other living beings. Such predominance of the Asuras in the world is occasionally rectified by the Lord by eliminating them from the world and by establishing the rule of Devatas like the Pandavas. Srila Prabhupada is explaining here in this little explanation how important it is that we meet people and that we welcome, very nice that you come to class. Jai. Srila Prabhupada is explaining here in the purport how important it is that we explain this knowledge to people who we are coming in contact with. Because envy is not a nice quality. It's actually not even a quality. We cannot call it a quality. But it is some pain in the heart because we want something what others have and I don't have. And that's why I want to have it. In this particular purport, Srila Prabhupada is speaking about hunting. He said there are hunting animals, but hunting we also do in another way. We are a man hunting women, a woman hunting men. We are hunting after alcohol. We are hunting after drugs because we think we need it. And another person has it and we want to have it. And that's also hunting. Here in the purport also, Srila Prabhupada is explaining the whole material world is actually set up like this sense gratification. In so many different ways we can satisfy our senses. But a devotee of the Lord who start practicing Krishna consciousness is trying to purify their existence and also purify the desires for nasty things. And that's why they give up certain things. We are not eating meat, fish, chicken or eggs. We are not smoking, we are not drinking. We don't want these things from others because we know that it is harming the soul. And the soul is connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's actually the most important to know, that we all part and parcels. Even the demons and even the people who are envious are part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it is nice when the devotee can meet people and explain to them how they can purify their heart. And that's why we are chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. These two beautiful ladies, they were coming to the Garden Tour yesterday, and they were singing so nicely with me, and now they are here. Very nice. Good. Oh, you are. Jai. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, text 14, text 8, that is beautiful for us. And I really have this verse in my prayer book, but I copy it in my computer, because this is the verse what I'm reading almost every day. Years ago, when Mother Jai Bhadra was in Canada to visit her family, and she was supposed to stay in Canada and not coming back to Radhades, she sent me a gift, and it was a beautiful painting with calligraphy letters, and this verse was on that beautiful painting. Her father made it for me, and I really want to share it with you. Tatenu kampam susumik samano bujana evat makritam vipagam ritvak vipubi vidadam namaste jiveta yo mukti pade sadaibak. The translation. My dear Lord, one who is earnestly waits for you to bestow your causeless mercy upon him, all the while patiently suffering the reactions of his past misdeeds and offering you respectful obeisances with his heart, words and body, is surely eligible for liberation, for it has become his rightful claim. I find this such a wonderful verse. And it is really a verse what we can read every day. Because in this material world there is so much suffering. In small ways, in bigger ways. And when we are actually realizing that the suffering we undergo is temporary, and that it is meant for our purification, then the suffering becomes less. There is another verse what I really like to share with you, and that's also in my prayer book. Svastyastu visvaya kala prasidatam dayayantu bhutani sifamito diya manastya badram bayatata oksaye avishyatam no matirapyai tuki. Translation. Ahai tuki means without any motive. This prayer goes as follows. May there be good fortune throughout the universe, and may all envious persons be pacified. May all living entities become calm by practicing bhakti yoga. For by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the Supreme Transcendence, Lord Sri Krishna, and always remain absorbed in thoughts of him. Thank you very much for patiently listening. Is there any question or comment or correction? Please do so. Yes, Bhakta Rick. That's what Prabhupada is explaining. Overcoming our envy is to to purify our heart, to chant Hare Krishna. Because that's at least taking a humble position towards the Lord. And that's the process how we can purify our heart. Prabhupada was explaining that on Monday in the lecture. And we don't have to look at ourselves if we are advanced or not. He said, but we can see it on people who are chanting Hare Krishna and take a humble position towards one and another. And it's not easy. I know. It's very, very difficult sometimes. But when we understand what I was explaining before, that even an envious person is a child of God and is very dear to God, then maybe our heart becomes a little bit more soft. Instead of stone-hearted, what it was before, maybe the heart becomes a little soft. I only can say, just continue practicing. Because we are not free from envy and all the other nasty things. The mind is troubling us sometimes. And then we actually forget for a moment, and maybe for a longer time, that we are not really in the right consciousness, you know, in the right mood. You know, but it is always good to contemplate on our inside and go inside and preach to ourselves. And that will help. I have some little experience about that. And when it is not going right and it is going wrong anyways, I take shelter from other devotees and I ask them to preach to me. And that's also very nice. And it doesn't matter if the devotee is advanced or not. You can just approach anyone. Please preach to me, I did something wrong and I don't know what to do. Because when there is a conflict, we immediately notice it, especially when you are living in a commune like us. We are living together, very close, sometimes really close, with 2-3 persons in one room. It's not easy, and you have to go along with them. With all of them. And sometimes it is not easy. It's difficult. The mind, the false ego, and feelings, and we are easily hurt because we are so sensitive. And that's how things are going wrong sometimes. Yeah. But that's also why Krishna put us all together. I'm honest with you, when I came in contact with Krishna consciousness and I came in Amsterdam in the temple for the first time, I was thinking, oh my God, do I have to live with these people? Sorry to say, I was just looking in my own heart, you know, how dirty it was there. But I saw hippies, I saw punkies, I saw all kinds of people I never saw before in my village. But when I came in Amsterdam in the temple with his hair like this, and I was thinking, oh my God, does these people live here? Do I have to live with them? Oh no, I should never have chosen to be near to them. Because I was so afraid for people who look something different than normal people, you can say, between brackets. But here I am. And I still survive for 22 years. And with Krishna's mercy and your grace, I still hope to continue a few years more. I have to go. Okay. Is there anything else what you want to share? Matiji. When we notice that someone is angry or upset with us, we first, at least what I'm trying to do, I contemplate on my own situation, from what did I wrong that the situation occur. And that can take a little while, because we have to look really deep there, you know. Because in the beginning, we don't see it immediately, you know. But when we see that we did something wrong, then in my particular situation, I go to rectify it. A few weeks ago, I had some little incident with a devotee, and I couldn't meditate on Krishna anymore. I was constantly meditating on this particular devotee. And I was thinking, oh my God, this is not going right. I'm doing something wrong here. And I notice I have said something that was not nice. The tongue is flapping and it's going very fast sometimes. And sometimes a little bit too fast. You know, my tongue also. This I was thinking, okay, you know, I cannot bear this anymore. When I see her, when she shows up today, I have to go to her and I have to explain to forgive me. And Krishna made the arrangement immediately. I was a little bit shocked that it was going so fast. I was coming out of the door and she was coming, approaching me. She wanted to go to the temple and I want to go back. And I immediately saw her and I said, oh Mataji, please, can you forgive me? Because I have said something that was not nice and it was even not true. She said, but Rupa Manjari, I have to come to you actually because I also said something not so nice about you. So okay, congratulations. And I asked her, can we please forgive? And can we be friends again? And she said, yes, of course. She said, please, I give you a hug. And then it was solved. And I could meditate on Krishna again. And I was so jubilant inside. Not because I did that. No, because it was clarified. Because we all have some nasty things inside. And I speak about myself. And when we keep it, it becomes bigger. And that's not helping, that's not working, and it's not worth it to make it bigger. And that's at least how I try, and it's not going okay, but I try, and I'm still trying, and with your mercy, I keep trying. What to do, you know? Can that answer a little bit your question? Okay, we have to stop now. I've got Manohar with the whip and throw me out. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Radha Gopinath ki jai. Sisi Gornitai ki jai. Jagannath Baladev Subhadramanani ki jai. All glories to the assembly devotees. All glories to the assembly devotees. All glories to the assembly devotees. Jai.